Well, hello there, Tim Bourguignon, logging another step for Developer's Journey. It's a couple of days since I pushed the button on Amitai's interview. That was quite a step. I had to grab my fears and do it. I don't know why. It's kind of strange. I don't have any problem speaking like this. But publishing work involving other people, it took some concentration and some discussion with myself. But I finally did it, and I'm really happy I did. I've got two other interviews almost ready to be published, and then I'm gonna need start re-interviewing people. Since the rest of the interviews were done mostly in German, and the others were very, very long, and I'm not really sure I want to go this direction. So maybe I'll ask those speakers I had for a new interview, a shorter one, very focused on one interesting topic we covered already. Oh, I'll see how that goes. On another notice, I reworked entirely the landing page of the project. I moved bits and pieces, worked in some feedback I received, and tried to bring action in every facet of the project. So for instance, previously, when you were reading the small abstract of the book, there was nothing below that. So now there's a call for action, asking you to subscribe and showing you where to get further information about it. So that's I think it's shaping up. It's something that's nicely coming along. On the writing side, I started writing again after this. This presentation orgy. Now I can start writing again. I started tackling a new chapter, which strangely enough I hadn't started before. As an agile coach and scrum master, that's kind of strange that I didn't tackle the agility part before. So I started writing in there, starting completely from the customer side and explaining what we need. So this is the approach I'm considering starting in, explaining how bad we are, explaining what we want, and why this is one of the pillars of agility, is trying to get things done, get them in the hands of the people that will finally use it and get their feedback as soon as possible. I'm still not sure how to do the parallel with the more traditional project management methods. I'm especially considering there or concerned there by the millennials problem. Students that are coming out of universities today will probably jump into a Scrum or an Agile environment right away. And most of them will probably only get breadcrumbs of projects, of traditional project management and waterfall, and never fully experience it. So how much should I explain there? How much should I spend writing on this if they actually never really experience that? That's a question I'm asking myself right now. And on another side, I started listening to Jeff Sutherland's last book, Scrum, The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time. As I was a few days ago, a week ago, I was in Munich for the Management 3.0 user group, and where Jeff was invited, and he spoke about his new project or new approach, which is not new, but what he's trying to provoke and promote right now, the aggressive Scrum, meaning Scrum at every level of the organization. And I'm not sure I should bring this right away in the book, but that's something that's also very interesting, to show that Scrum or Agility is not something for IT, it's something for whole companies and organizations, and we are just one of the many people that should be using it. Self-organization, leadership instead of command and control, and empowerment, and hunting for impediments and waste is something that should be done at every level, not just in Scrum teams or so-called Scrum teams in IT. So all those bits and pieces, I'm not sure I should be bringing right away in an essay, but that's how I handle the writing process. So throwing a lot of ideas together on a piece of paper and put all the things I would like to have in there, I think could fit in there, and then start putting all those puzzle pieces together. We will see how that goes. I have one small call for action for my listeners. Please check out the site, developersjourney.info, and register for the newsletter if you haven't done so. I send out every month some news about the site and about the project, so it's a nice way to get all the news summarized all together at one place. But please give me some feedback about the site. I tried to make it quite responsive. It should be clear on tablets, PC, desktops, and smartphones. Especially in smartphones, it should be quite easy to read. Give me some feedback about that. Tell me what you think. Tell me which information you're missing, or if something's not clear. And yeah, let's start a discussion about the project. That would be very great. And probably next week, a new interview will come out. I'm not sure yet who will be next. I guess that will be a surprise. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk very soon. Bye-bye.